Scientists are experimenting with a late summer oat crop they say may help farmers during droughts like the one parts of New York State are experiencing now. The oats could give farmers one last chance to stock up on livestock feed if their corn and hay crops are not enough. WRVO's Julia Botero has more.
This summer's dry weather means farmers across the North Country won't harvest as much corn and hay this fall as they hoped. Dr. Kitty O'Neill with the Cornell Cooperative Extension says lots of farmers are still feeding their cows leftover corn and hay from last year's harvest. But she said for some, the low yields are really bad news.
Combined with low milk prices, it's going to be very, very stressful on some farms.
O'Neill said this year's drought may force some farmers to leave the business. That's why O'Neill and other crop experts are considering if an emergency oat crop can help.
On a farm, when you're already behind on forage production, there's kind of a mindset, even though you know it's dry, you still have to try to produce something. Because if you don't, you're in trouble.
In order for the crop to be considered successful, the oats should be able to grow quickly without much fertilizer. Last August, O'Neill planted two varieties of oats in three fields across the North Country. O'Neill and her team are repeating the experiment this year to determine which variety would work best. If the crop grows, O'Neill says they plan to educate farmers on which oats to plant the next time weather doesn't cooperate. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero.